Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gaff the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. It's a Monday. We back at it again. 68 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 79. You're going to have pockets of rain all day long, on and off. Already a little light drizzle out there in some spots, especially if you're coming in from the Gas House. Coming up 85 North. How you going to run into a light sprinkles as you head into downtown? Other than that, man, little pockets of rain on and off. 30% chance of that in different neighborhoods. It should be a good day weather-wise as we get ready to hit near 80. Like I said, about 79 is your high for the day. In the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next day.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful.
What you do then?
You know, just chilled out, did a little bit of work, but other than that, I used this weekend to really just relax. Yep.
That's what's up.
That's what I needed.
All right. Also in the Madhouse over this morning, y'all say what's up to Comedian Baby.
I say good morning.
Man, all my folk in Concord.
Good morning.
Man, all the way back to Statesville.
Good morning.
Mooresville.
Good morning.
Come on, man. Charlotte, America, what
good
up?
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your weekend, big dog?
My weekend was good, man. Got some good quality time in with the family, watched some football. I was just chilling. Especially Saturday. I ain't do too much on Saturday.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I watched college football.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
I saw that Texas Tech game, man. That was a good game. For those that did watch it.
Yeah.
Texas was down like 15 with a minute and change left. Came back and won.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dope.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yep, I checked in with Anthony Morrow this weekend, man. Went and hung out at a voter registration drive, got it in the community. Big, big shout out to Anthony Morrow, man, getting people out to exercise their right to vote and, you know, talking about voter suppression and as well as gave away groceries. Man, you know, they was filling your cars up. They had that thing popping like a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You pull up, we put in buckets. I mean, we put in boxes. You pull off, you good. And, you know, also got a chance to register to vote, so shout out to them for that. And as well as we was out feeding the homeless people like we do each and every week, man. We continue as we hit our 200th day last Thursday, but we continued on throughout the weekend. Had a food truck out there yesterday. Shout out to Tails and Bones. Food truck came out yesterday. Saturday night, did the big radio ready, man. So big, big shout out to my man, Boss of the City, and everybody over there at Pod Studio. And my girl Cammy from Simply Successful ENT. Definitely got it in, man. Had a lot of artists out. And yeah, man, it was just a good, busy weekend. Good busy weekend for me.
What's up?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this weekend. Met a lot of dope artists, man. Met this girl named Nia Nicole. Oh boy, she came down and shut it down. Bert, I knew you was gonna shut it down. You came out with some low top Air Force Ones and a bubba coat. A varsity coat. Like a varsity coat. Oh yeah, varsity jacket. Oh yeah. She looked like she liked to fight. She got it in. Your girl was out there.
Who?
P-Fine.
I did see her on your page.
Yeah, she killed it. Yeah. Synergy was out there. They killed it. It was dope. Shout out to my man, Wiley Coyote, who brought his group through. Pop Smoke Brother, OBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he came through too. He performed. And Luke Nessie came through and performed.
That's what's up.
So, shout out to everybody, man. Came to the Radio Ready Showcase over the weekend. It was dope. And, everybody that hung out with me, just was good to see y'all this weekend because it was a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it was. In the neighborhood. We back at it this Monday, man. So, a lot of stuff popped off over the weekend and a lot of stuff, sports wise. If you fell asleep this weekend and didn't catch sports Well, if you missed the games last night. First off, congratulations to the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
They got their first victory.
They did.
Burpee didn't think they was going. But they got their first victory. Shout out to them. Cam Newton still looking good in a New England Football Patriot uniform. He looked good. Tom Brady looked good with Tampa Bay. You watch the football team?
Look bad.
They suck. Dallas Cowboys?
They suck.
They suck. Who else I got on my list? Oh, shout out to LeBron James.
Yeah.
The NBA Finals is set.
Going back to the finals, baby.
I got to shout out to LeBron. He did his thing. I watched that Denver game, the last game.
He took over.
He took over. He separated. He showed y'all the difference in between stars and superstars. Denver got some stars, some budding stars, but they don't have a superstar. LeBron James showed you why he's a superstar.
Yeah.
He took the game. He was not going to let the Lakers lose that game.
Yeah.
Once they got the lead, it was over. It was LeBron, give me the ball. Shut up. Get out the way. I got this. Mamba mentality.
Four or five jumpers in a row in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he had a triple-double.
Yeah.
So the NBA Finals is set, and if you missed it last night, the Miami Heat did eliminate the Boston Celtics. So sad news for Kemba Walker. Him going home. But at least he did make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. So.
Right.
So they'll be back.
He never been before.
Yeah, he ain't never been that far. But shout out to them. You know, Boston put up a good fight, but that fourth quarter, they got their neck stepped on.
Mm.
And Miami is a strappy team. So that the NBA Finals started Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. You got the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Miami Heat. LeBron James, last team he won a ring with versus the team he might win his last ring
it's
with.
It's not the last team you want to ring with.
Who you won the team with?
Like?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But, you know, he did win his first ring. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He won his first ring with Miami. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're right. All right. So that's set. Get ready for that. This week got a lot of stuff on tap in the Madhouse this morning. We got your Madhouse question of the day on the way. Of course, we got your Madhouse classic throwback coming up at 6:30 this morning. And we're also going to play Game Show Monday right around 6:35. Let's get it started with your inspiration and power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Have you ever had days where nothing seemed to go right? Ever thought, this is never going to work? What am I thinking? How could I possibly imagine this was going to succeed? Millions of people face disappointments on an almost daily basis. They have a hard time believing things will ever get better. But there is an unshakable hope that we have in God and His Word. The Bible tells us that the Lord is our shield. He protects us when we're vulnerable. He is our glory, the one who gives meaning and purpose to our lives. He lifts our head, giving comfort and encouragement when we need it the most. So let me encourage you today, don't give in to hopelessness. No matter how badly things may be going, you always have hope and strength in a great God. Remember, things will get better. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know that...
A little bit later, the morning Madhouse, 68 degrees. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Making Strides. You can join us as we make strides against breast cancer during our 4-week virtual challenge. Register now and choose your distance goal. You can walk, run, bike, hike each week from October 5th through November 1st. All going to power98fm.com for more details. It's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. All right, Madhouse question of the day. You can always look it up by using the hashtag MHQOTD. We want to know, which one is harder for you to say? Is it, I'm sorry, I need help, or I love you?
Let me see. I could say I love you. I don't ever do nothing wrong to nobody, so I don't really say I apologize. I think I'm going to go with B. I need help. It's hard for me to say that because, you know what I mean? I like to figure stuff out on my own. And I'm just like that type of person where I don't really want to need nobody for nothing. So I think it's, yeah, I'm going to go with I need help.
I'm going to go with I need help as well. I have no problem apologizing if I've done something to offend someone or if I've done something wrong. I tell people I love them all the time. I think that that's very important that you do that.
Absolutely.
But I don't... I don't always ask for help. So yeah. Yeah. That one's probably the hardest for me to do.
Oh, it's definitely the A for me. I feel some kind of way about apologies. I feel like it shouldn't have been done in the first place. And the way I am with apologies, the only time I will apologize is if I was trying to throw a ball at Larry, but I hit Jessica.
But you're right. You'll never apologize. You always wrong, too. You're always doing something apologize. Wrong with somebody.
I don't apologize. And I don't like when people apologize to me either. I don't like it. It's like, all right, whatever. It's done. You don't have to apologize. Just don't do it.
Oh, crap, baby.
Shut up. But that's how I feel about apologies. I can't stand apologies. Ugh.
All right, Ms. Jessica, how do we tap in?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Garcelle Bouvet, she has been keeping busy. She just ended her first season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she is the newest co-host on The Real. She also has a late night podcast. It's called Going to Bed with Garcelle. Talks about sex, life, dating, and relationships. On the latest episode, she reunited with Jamie Foxx. During the podcast, she says, never introduce a guy you're dating to Jamie because he will hate on them. Jamie agrees, saying that he and Garcelle should have been together. Now, Garcelle goes on to say, Jamie Foxx is hung like a horse. In a rare moment, Jamie sounded like he was taken aback by the compliment. Then they played a game where each person had to rate their oral pleasuring skills on a scale of 1 to 10. Garcelle gave herself an 11, and Jamie gave himself a 25. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
The scale was from 1 to 10, Jamie.
Hey. Sometimes you break the scale, Miss Jessica.
All right.
Sometimes you break the scale. She went over 2.
She only went over by 1.
Hey, she broke the scale. Hey,
Ben just went over about 15 points.
Hey. Depending on the day of the weekend, who you ask?
You're right. Both of them. The scale was 1 to 10.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Big King Queendom come then leave. 622, 22 minutes out of 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 79. Watch out for some rain. Pop-up showers on and off all day long. Your Madhouse question of the day, we do it like this. Hashtag MHQOTD. Hashtag MHQOTD. What is that Madhouse question of the day?
We want to know, which one is harder for you to say? Is it, I love you, I'm sorry, or I need help?
Kim, you do already tapped in on my Instagram page. She said it's definitely B, and which is I need help. And then Virgo is I need help. It's that girl JD said I need help. And Big Six Truth says it's hard for him to say I love you. And Mr. Takeoff one time, aka Nunu, says relationship wise is C, which is I love you, and then number wise, it's B. I need help.
Y'all got _blessed said, don't judge me. All three.
I can see that for some people.
Wow, rest of them said B.
Yeah, everybody. A lot of people are saying B. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for them to say they need help for a lot of people. But then some people capping because they're asking for help and they don't even need no help.
Right.
You don't even need no help, man. You just keep asking. Stop asking.
I do not like it when people ask me for help and they have not done anything
to help themselves
at all.
Yeah. Help me.
Don't
help
do you. You got to at least show the effort.
Yeah.
And then I help you all day, but you got to at least show the effort.
Yeah. Is that, you sound like that's a pet peeve of yours.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I help you, but you, because more than likely, you can do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to take the easy route and have somebody else do it for you, not understanding that that takes away from what that person might be doing.
Right.
You know, and more so of a pet peeve of mine, Larry, is not so much like asking me for is don't waste my time. Do not waste my time. My time is my time. So, you know, like at least step out there and try to do it yourself. And if you can, I'll help you. But don't waste my time doing stuff for you and you ain't even tried
it. Yeah. And you know, to me, that's inconsiderate. Cause you know, we as people, we have our own lives, we have our own families, we have a lot going on. And then when you come subtract from that, it's like, okay. And like you said, you ain't even tried to help yourself, or you're not trying to help yourself.
Mm. And
it could be the littlest thing.
It could be the littlest thing. You know, like, the guy does this a lot. He'll be like, have you seen my sir?
We're not gonna get into that relationship stuff this morning.
No, but
you probably moved it.
No, but it's little stuff like that. It's little stuff.
But you probably moved it though. You ain't moving though.
That's why I'm asking.
Because you moved it.
Time out. I never. There's never been a time where I'm like, here's a pen. I'm going to move the pen over here. No, I'm putting the pen where the pen belongs. So instead of asking me where my pen is, go look for it where pens belong.
That ain't where I
left it. That is not where I left it.
That's not Jessica. Where I left men, the pen.
Men always look for stuff where they left it.
Well, stop leaving your stuff all over the place.
See, that's why we're not going to talk about it.
Stop leaving your stuff all over the place.
How do we tap in?
Clean up after yourself.
Here you go. See what I'm saying?
Nasty and messy. Nobody got time for that.
I was coming back to get it in 2 minutes.
Nobody tell you to move my stuff.
Well, I don't do that. I don't move it in 2 minutes. But if I see that it's been laying there for days.
How long you give?
Here's the thing. If I see that it's been laying there for days, then I will do that. Or if I'm cleaning up. But you see me cleaning up.
Yeah.
So don't. But no, I'm not just about. Who got time to just be behind you just moving stuff? I ain't doing that.
I left it there for a reason.
I was coming back to get it.
Well, leave it in the correct space. See, everything has a place.
You sound like this is a big argument in your
house. Everything has a place. No, it isn't. Because he knows.
Oh, he know what it is.
If I have moved something, he knows exactly where I have moved it to. I moved it to where it belongs. That's it.
Okay.
That's just what it is.
Where's my hoodie that you had on for 6 days?
What?
Nothing.
Now that sounds a little personal for you, Larry.
Where's my hoodie at?
I don't got nothing.
Now, y'all know my son be stealing all my clothes. Still mad about that. All right, how do we tap it?
Completely different, Larry.
No, it's not.
Hit us up on our Instagram pages. @HeyMissJessica, @IAmNoLimitLarry, @IAmBirthday. Or leave it on our voicemail. 704-287-8.
Coming up, we play a game show Monday. If you want to play a game show Monday with us this morning, you want to spin the game show wheel and find out what game is coming off the wheel today. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. We actually got a prize for y'all this morning. What we got for him, Burp?
We have the digital code to watch Janelle Monáe's new movie, Antebellum.
All right, we're coming up with that as well as your Madhouse classic throwback song. Good morning.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
They love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG. Sometimes our phone lines mess up inside the Madhouse, and during our game shows, and one of us inside the Madhouse out to play the game show. You get to see how smart we are inside the Madhouse. You know, we give y'all these games like Black Smart, like Game Show Monday, and we test your knowledge. Well, sometimes in the Madhouse, we get to test each other's knowledge. And today's contestant is none other than Burpee!
Yeah.
Hey, Burpee.
Yeah.
You ready to play?
So excited. Can't see
him. You get on my nerves. Spin the game show wheel, boy.
Spun that wheel!
So I gotta talk to Burpee as a contestant. The damn wheel.
You've selected
trivia.
All right, sir, you landed on trivia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Question. General trivia, contestant, you don't get to talk right now. General trivia, so what is going to happen is we're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of these three questions correct, you win. You will win Game Show Monday this morning. We'll find out how smart Burpee is on Game Show Monday. All right, Jessica, what you got for Burpee on general trivia?
What are the three branches of the United States government?
Judicial, executive, and legislative.
You are correct.
Okay. Look at Burpee. He did learn something at AT the 5 years he was there.
No. Wrong button. Hey, damn.
I'm so used to you.
Give me my credit,
I'm so used to you getting stuff wrong.
Give me my credit.
All right, man. How many inches are in a foot?
12.
You sure? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I'm right. Thank you. What's my prize? Can I put my name in for the code?
You might as well put your name in for the code. You won, Burpee. You won.
I want the third question, Larry.
I had a third question for you, too.
Stop playing with me.
Win. In pi, what is the number for pi in math?
3.14.
Okay. Just check it. Make sure you know,
Larry. Y'all stop playing with me. Why y'all keep testing me, Larry? Stop playing with me.
How many? The next number?
3.14.
The number after 4.
5.
No, it is not.
4, 5 is after 4.
No,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Not in pi, it's not.
Uh-huh. No, it's 3.14. I want to say 3.
I think 3 is correct. I know it's not 5.
No, it's not 5. It's 3.14. Jessica, do you know?
No.
No,
I don't. Damn, I'm not playing.
Baby, since you won on Games Up Trivia, we're going to give you two shout-outs this morning. Who you want to shout-out to this morning? Since you won.
Some dumb questions you just asked me?
When I answered Jessica, didn't say that. She just kept on doing what she was doing. Wait a minute.
We don't have to know that. We look them up. What do you mean?
We don't have to know that.
We look them up to get that.
You had already won by then.
Yeah, the game was over. The game. Do you got two shout outs for the people this morning?
Yeah, man. Shout out to my girls and Stasha. That's it.
Who is Stasha?
My wife.
Oh, you got to say everybody out there don't know that.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah, her.
Thank you, Burpee. This is Pod out of HWPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B about to let y'all shine. Don't forget, man, keep it tapped in for your chance to win tickets for Mike Epps' hip hop party starring your boys. They're going to be in there. Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Greg Nice, all hosted by Mike Epps. It starts premiering October the 9th. You can join the party from your own living room. Tickets on sale right now for this virtual concert event. Visit power98fm.com to check it out. It will be on demand for 2 weeks. And we got your tickets coming up for that at the bottom of the album. Miss Jessica's got it for you right around 7:24 inside the Nosy Neighbor News. Let's let them shine, man. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daughter.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
All right, we'll give a shout out to Layson Adams, a.k.a. Lil Layson, Emma Adams, Tanya Adams, and you know who it is, your boy Marvin Adams, the guy stuck online, and Jerome Matters, you know who that is. That's my day.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine.
Yes, can you try and possibly tell JD Deagle with the dirt happy birthday? I remember our birthday is on the same day, which is today.
Her birthday is today, man. Shout out to JD the Deagle with the dirt. Go on and shine. Bye bye. Hey, JD. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Good morning. Who this is trying to let somebody shine this morning? Hello?
Yeah. What? I want
to. Go ahead, somebody shine.
Go ahead, big dog.
Okay, I want to let Aunt Sheila and Uncle Bill Rory shine this morning.
What do you say?
Uncle Phil from the first round?
That might be his uncle, might be named Uncle Phil, man. Oh. Coming up inside the Madhouse, you know it's Jessica. Y'all got anybody on y'all shine list this morning?
I'm cool.
I got somebody on my shine list. I got to let, and this is hard for me to do. This is really, really hard for me to do. But I got to let them Winston-Salem State Rams shine. We started HBCU Sundays at the block. You come out Sunday morning, bring your alumni, wear your paraphernalia. And we kicked it off last Sunday with John C. Smith. And this Sunday, we called out the Winston-Salem State Rams. Boy, they came deep. Boy, they came deep. Shout out to my man, Patrick. Shout out to my girl, Sierra Sykes, a.k.a. Double L daughter. They came through deep. They was talking big junk. My man, Jeff. Shout out to my man, Sporty Oda, who's also a Ram. Shout out to Big Stu, who's also a Winston-Salem State Ram. They came through deep and represented, man. Shout out to them Winston-Salem State Rams. Chew the back of spit. I'm not going to finish it, but whatever. Shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all serving the block family. So, Burpee, you know, when they come through, they call out the next HBCU they want to see out there and bring their alumni out.
Right.
So, you know, they called out them Aggies from A&T.
Oh, stop playing.
So, October the 11th, that's their date. October the 11th.
Say no more.
October the 11th, the...
How deep was they out there? They was deep?
They was about 40 deep. Winston came through about 40 deep.
Okay.
Y'all coming through October the 11th?
October, listen, say no more.
Are you coming with them, though?
I will be there.
How many times have you heard that?
Larry, you be forgetting to remind me.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News, boy, NeNe Leakes is sounding off. Find out what she's talking about. Yara Shahidi, she's been tapped for something pretty big. And Dolly Parton is teaming up with somebody in the culture. Who is it?
But Dolly Parton and Cardi B about to do it big. Cardi and Dolly. That's going to be the, yeah, they'll be the name of it.
All right.
Dolly and Meg.
Okay.
Hot girl Dolly?
Yeah. Country hot girl.
Country hot girl. I like it.
Find out who it is. It's coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
Perfect, you might be on to something.
What it is, Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! All of those stories and more coming your way. What the hell is going on? What's going on here? What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News from Monday, September 28th. Yara Shahidi has been tapped to play Tinkerbell in the Disney live-action film Peter Pan and Wendy. The cast also features Jude Law as Captain Hook, Alexander Maloney as Peter Pan, and Ever Anderson as Wendy. Yara is the first Black woman cast as Tinkerbell. Congratulations to her. Wendy Williams was recently a guest on Watch What Happens Live, and NeNe Leakes was not here for her or Andy Cohen's comments about her recent termination from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Not only did she call Andy a racist, she called Wendy a cocaine head and said both need her because their ratings are low. She even asked for recommendations for a discrimination lawyer. If you all want to check out all of her tweets, I have them up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Kay Michelle just got a huge opportunity in the country music world. The singer hopped on social media to reveal that the queen of country music wrote a song for her. She said, "Dreams do come true. I'm losing my mind right now. I just got the record that Dolly Parton wrote for me. My Lord, I'm floored and honored." Kay has wanted to do a country album for a while now, but her label wouldn't let her. Dolly Parton has had 25 number one songs dating back to 1974. Slim Jimmy has some trouble on his hand. Allegedly, the rapper knocked his ex-girlfriend Key's front tooth out when he punched her during an argument. The woman, who was 6 months pregnant with his child, they are no longer together after this incident. Word is Jimmy paid for her to get veneers to replace her tooth. Just hours after the news broke, Slim Jimmy's mother basically confirmed it, saying, I don't know who needs to read this. Men have a right to defend themselves from abusive, toxic women. Some of you have life twisted with no ambition. Trying to take what someone has worked hard for by trying to get pregnant, lying, and stealing is not a career path. Hashtag free game. Uncle Luke and his wife, Kristen Thompson, are calling it quits. Kristen filed for divorce. Uncle Luke released a statement saying, "It's mind-boggling, hurtful, and a total surprise. I never intended to get married, to get divorced. That's not in my DNA, nor my family's history. I believe in the sacred vows for better or worse, but I have to respect her decision." Uncle Luke makes it clear that no infidelity or abuse took place in the relationship. He also asked for privacy during this time. Happy birthday to JD the Diva with the Dirt and Young Jeezy. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power
98. All right. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Making Strides. That's right. We want you to join Power 98 as we make strides against breast cancer during the 4-week virtual challenge. Register now and choose your distance goals. You can run, walk, bike, or hike each week from October 5th through November the 1st. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. And it's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. So come on and make strides with us today. All right. Today is real simple, baby. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Click the follow button and follow the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at this football team that was down in Salisbury. I'm not even mad at the football team. I'm mad at the football coach. It was a football team down in Salisbury. My homeboy called me and said, "Big dog, you will not believe what this coach did to these kids." So they were playing the game, and my homeboy team, they was winning. They was up big. So they come out at halftime, get ready to start the third quarter, and the team, they ran one play. Uno. They ran uno play and said they quit. They quit the damn game, Burpee. They quit the game like they was on Madden, like they was on PlayStation. The coach said, "Hey, we quit. We getting beat too bad. It's over. It is over." How you gonna quit in the middle of the game and do that to these kids, big bro? Now listen, so my thing about it is, I coach basketball. I coach high school basketball. So, you know, you're not going to win every game. It's going to be some games where the other team is just going to be that much better than you. And for our young men and young women who go out here and play these sports, you can't just go out there and quit when it get going, when the tough get going or the game get bad. You can't do that. Because the ramifications of that is it comes back to our kids and it tells them when life gets hard, you can just give up and you can quit. But it ain't like that. Life is going to get hard. You're going to face obstacles. And sometimes you're going to feel like you can't win. And you might not win, but you live to fight. You keep on fighting. You keep on fighting and you learn. I've been in games myself with my team. We down 30. We down 31, but we didn't quit. We fought the whole game. You play for pride. You play because this is what you are teaching these young men and young women that are playing sports. You're teaching them discipline and you're teaching them no matter what, you play the game fair and you play the game hard, just like the game of life. You can't just give up when it get hard, bro. So hashtag Larry Mad, that coach that decided to quit this game and tell these kids that it's okay, or start teaching these kids that when it gets tough, it's okay to quit. Hey, man, I say this a lot, and I say this all the time. These coaches out here, a lot of these coaches out here, they just in it to win, or they just in it for the money or whatever. We got to get some better coaches out here, people that really got a passion about the game, no matter what game it is, because the things that these young men and women learn in sports stick with them for a lifetime. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about.
No limit, Larry!
Crazy. Let's go, man. It's time to get Burpee Stops. Woo!
Them thoughts. All right. Welcome to Monday. It's the beginning of the week, and I saw some things that I probably should not have seen and didn't necessarily need to see. My wife bought my children fish over the weekend. And one of the fish lasted all of 17 minutes.
Oh, 17 minutes.
My baby comment said,
17 minute burn.
My baby comment said, the fish is swimming sideways.
I'll take that fish back.
I said, no, nah, baby. Okay. No, baby. That fish is up out of here. We're going to go ahead. She said, oh, no. Can we have a fishy funeral? Said, she was dead serious. She said, who is going to preach at the fish funeral? I said, if you don't shut up and get out there and put some rocks on top of that fish, I said.
You're supposed to flush it down the toilet. You're supposed to send it home.
She ain't want to flush it. She wanted to have a legit funeral.
You can have a funeral in the toilet bowl.
She ain't want to flush it. She put it in a box, Larry, and wanted to bury it out in the front yard. But that got me to thinking, some animals don't need to be pets. It's just some animals that don't need to be pets. Anything that can climb up, live in, or fly to a tree don't need to be a damn pet. I don't care if it's a bird. You're not supposed to cage a bird, a snake, a monkey. Y'all stop making these monkeys pets. Monkeys are not supposed to be pets. Why you think the man in the yellow hat always lost Curious George? Because he ain't supposed to be no damn pet. It's a man always trying to tell you, oh, no, it's okay. They're human. They know sign language. Okay, you trying to tell them, how can you do sign language with six fingers, sir? Because the monkey done bit off all your phalanges. Anything that lives in water ain't supposed to be a pet. Why, Larry and Jessica? Because humans don't live in water. If I can't breathe or run away from you in your environment, I don't need to own you. It's that damn simple. Last but not least, any animal bigger or louder than me, nope, I'm good on you. If it stand up and look down on me, I'm, number one, I'm probably going to pass out. Number two, I'm probably going to doodle on myself. Number three, I'm going to be dead. I don't need to have you as a pet if any of those things occur.
And those were Burpee Stops. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Everyone knows that Cam Newton is known for his unique style. The NFL quarterback wore custom cleats honoring actor Chadwick Boseman during the warm-ups this past Sunday. One cleat had the famous phrase Wakanda Forever, and the other one had an image of Superman, which is, you know, Cam Newton's nickname. If you want to see them, I have them up on my Instagram story for you at Hey Miss Jessica. You can check them out there. They look pretty dope. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. I'm going to read you a letter, and you're the jury. You get to decide who is guilty in this case. Today's letter reads, my fiancé wants to invite their ex's parents and brother to our wedding. My fiancé has kept a relationship with the family over the years because the dad is my fiancé's mechanic. Now, there's no hard feelings between me and the ex. We don't even have a relationship at all. But our wedding day is for our close family and friends. Both of us. Not your ex's family and mechanics. Who is guilty in this situation? Very, very short letter today. Is it the person that's writing the letter, or is it the fiance for wanting to invite the ex's family? Get on the phone line, 570-WPEG. You are the jury.
Y'all call in and let us know. I want to comment now.
No.
I don't like this court. I ain't coming back to this court no more.
You'll be back next Monday.
You're right. I will.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad Out on Power 98.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Everyone, listen up, because you're the jury. You get to decide who is guilty. Today's letter reads, my fiance wants to invite their ex's parents and brother to our wedding. My fiance has kept a relationship with the family over the years because the dad is my fiance's mechanic. Now, there's no hard feelings between me and the ex.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't have a relationship at all, but our wedding day is for our close family and friends, both of us, not your ex's family and the mechanic. Who is guilty? Is it the person that's writing the letter, or is it the fiance for wanting to invite their ex's family?
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, my fiance wants to invite their ex's parents and brother to our wedding. My fiance has kept a relationship with the family over the years because the dad is my fiance's mechanic. Now, there's no hard feelings between me and the ex. We don't have a relationship at all. But our wedding day is for our close family and friends. Both of us, not your ex's family and the mechanic. Who is guilty? Is it the person that is writing the letter, or is it the fiance for wanting to invite the ex's family? And who is guilty? Is it the person that's writing the letter, or is it the fiance?
I think it's the fiance, because as long as the ex is not attending, it shouldn't even be that serious.
So the person that's writing the letter, you think they're the ones that's guilty?
No, the fiance.
The fiance wants the ex to be at the wedding.
Okay, so the person writing the letter, yeah, he the guilty one.
All right, thank you. Good morning. Who is guilty? Is it the person writing the letter or the fiance?
The person writing the letter is guilty.
And why you say that?
It's just a couple of guys. If he was inviting the ex, it'd be a little bit different. But if it's the dad and the brother, I mean, it's just a couple of guys there. And if they're close friends, I mean, you should respect that and let him in. That has nothing to do with the relationship with his ex. That's a whole different thing they got going on.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So we in the doghouse courtroom. Coming up, we get to talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready. I'm ready to tell my side. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to speak my piece.
Coming up.
If you got any more comments for the Doghouse Courtroom, 570-WPEG. Who is guilty? We're going to find out. We come back. It's Pat out of here. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know we in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. The letter for today reads, my fiance wants to invite their ex's parents and brother to our wedding. My fiance has kept a relationship with the family over the years because the dad is my fiance's mechanic. Now, there are no hard feelings between me and the ex. We don't have a relationship at all. But our wedding day is for our close family and friends, both of us, not your ex's family and the mechanic. So we want to know who's guilty. Is it the person that's writing the letter, or is it the fiance for wanting to invite the ex's family?
Oh, so it's my turn now. Lawyer Larry?
Yeah.
It's time for Lawyer Larry. So, all right. So from my lawyer's point of view, I'm going to go ahead and say my client, who today will be the fiance. You know, if the person that he wants to invite to the wedding is good enough to work on the car, that means, you know, if he's been working on your car for some time, if you think that he's your mechanic, you know what I mean? That means you went to him over and over and over again. If he's good enough to do that, and if he wasn't your ex's people, you would invite him to the wedding. Then hell yeah, you invite him to the wedding. So therefore, I'm going to conclude that the person that writing the letter is a little petty, and they need to humble themselves a little bit and let the mechanic come to the wedding and the brother.
I differ, Your Honor. Once you break up with me, you break up with the whole family. I don't care what they do for the
car. He's also a little possessive, Your Honor.
I don't care what they do for the car. I don't care what they do for if y'all work together. I don't give a damn if they could be. I don't care. I don't care who it is. Once you break up with me, that's it. You cut off all ties. No mama, no daddy, no cousins, no friend of a friend, no mutual friend, no nothing. There are no more ties between me and that person. So I'm going to have to say the person who's guilty is not the fiance, but the other one.
The fiance. One that wants to invite the exes.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't even paying attention.
No, I thought the fiance was the other one.
He wasn't even paying attention.
No, the one, yeah. That
I mean,
one.
They're both the fiance.
Yeah,
right.
But you're talking about the one that wants to invite the exes.
Yeah, that want to invite the ex people. Yeah.
He wasn't paying attention.
Get up out of him.
Hey, listen. There's no way in the world that I am going to feel uncomfortable at my wedding. You know, we're talking about
our wedding.
It's our wedding, and I'm a part of our wedding.
I am too.
And you're including your ex's family in that or whatever makes me feel uncomfortable. We don't have to do that. So, I mean, it's the mechanic. And on top of that, weddings cost money. So, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not happening.
And they're not inviting the ex, by the way. Somebody said that on Facebook. You're not inviting the ex. It's people or her people, whoever people.
But I know those people.
They're going to run
because
back to
of the ex. Yeah, right. Then you're going to go back and you're going to tell the ex about it. I know them because of the ex. Like,
that was a nice wedding, man. You should have kept him.
I would have never. No. I mean, either way it goes. And in the reverse of the reverse of that is I wouldn't want to have somebody at my wedding that makes my fiance feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If my fiance has a problem with it or whatever, that doesn't represent us together. I'd be like, all right, cool. You know, that's my people. That ain't our people. So they can sit out for this. But not on my wedding day. I'm not going to humble myself so that your mechanic can come. Get out of here.
Am I a part of the wedding?
Your ex.
And is the other person a part of the wedding too? So they don't get no say-so.
I just said that it would go the other way around for that person.
Well.
But no, I'm not going to feel uncomfortable on my wedding day.
If I'm paying,
not a birthday party.
If I'm paying my half or over half, then I got to say something.
No,
if I want a mechanic come, he can come. What did the people say, by the way?
We riding a horse and carriage anyway. I don't need no damn mechanic.
Until your car break down after the wedding, you're going to be talking about, hey, can you fix my car?
And that's the crazy thing is that the person in this letter says that they've been going to this mechanic for over years. So it's not like that person, your fiance, has said to you, I want you to cut ties with the person. They haven't even said that.
So
all they're saying is, I don't want that person at my wedding.
So if it wasn't that bad. If it wasn't the ex's people, would you invite your mechanic to the wedding?
Nope. Probably not.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't invite my mechanic to the wedding.
I want to come to y'all little funk ass wedding anyway. It's going to be boring anyway.
I don't want your little dirty ass fingers in my wedding.
All in there smelling like oil and stuff. No.
Ramming food.
No, I probably wouldn't. I mean, that's not. I mean, I look at, unless the mechanic is like a very, very close personal friend of ours, then yeah. But I mean, if it's just my mechanic, I'd be inviting everybody. My hairstylist, the person that does fixes my clothes, I'd be inviting everybody. No. Mm-mm.
You wouldn't invite your hairstylist to your wedding?
No, unless they were doing my hair.
Huh?
I don't. If I wasn't close with my barber,
most people are close with their hairstylist. That's why I asked. With their, right. Either whether it's a barber or whether it's a hairstylist.
If I wasn't close,
most people are because you've been going to them for a long time, so right. You usually have close, some type of relationship with them.
I got a bunch of different hairstylists, though.
Oh, you look different.
Jessica
could be cheating on her hairstylist.
Be cheating on her damn hairstylist.
I got a bunch of different hairstylists. So.
Yeah, my hairstylist don't play that. He don't play that.
All right. Well, according to the jury, they say that the person that is writing this letter is guilty.
Oh, okay. Letter's right. Thank you.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse. Case closed.
All right. You got a case that you want heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. You can remain anonymous. Send it on over to me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has 2 D's.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Man, it's Justin from Mooresville, man. It's 3336.
Okay, 3336, Mooresville, representing Mooresville.
Yeah, ride by fast, you'll miss it.
All right, man, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 to 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, Black Card, all right?
Oh, for sure.
Kick it off, Miss Jessica.
All right, Young Jeezy is celebrating his birthday today. What is Young Jeezy's nickname?
Snowman.
There it is.
Snowman. All right, Burt, what you got for him?
Before a black person will come enter your home, what will they ask you to put away?
Dog.
Put away that dog.
Put away that damn
dog. I don't feed him.
Put away that damn dog.
You talk about I don't feed him neither. You got it, big dog. You Black Smart today.
You win.
And because you won, we are going to give you the download codes to watch that Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. As Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Dougie Fresh, Greg Nice, and Mike Epps is hosting it. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
And WPG, Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks. What do you have to say?
Madhouse question of the day, how it went down today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know which one is harder for you to say. A, I apologize. B, I need help. And C, I love you.
Oh, my gosh. My whole page. Oh, well, not everybody, but damn near everybody. All said B. It was a couple C's, which is I love you. Self Ambitious said C. Katie Green said A, which was what was A? Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, but yeah, almost everybody on my page said B that they have problems saying that they need help. Wow.
Loki Living says B all day. It's so hard. People can't even write the words out here. And yeah, the majority. I have Eastside Joe says A, and Sexy Black says A and B.
Not sexy.
But other than that, everybody says B.
Yeah, everybody said B. I got one that said Troy Dougie says C. It's hard to tell people I love them back. It feels like that stuff's gonna backfire.
Demeter, she said she tapped in. She said it used to be B, and then anxiety became a part of my life. So I guess she got reformed from B. And Priscilla Mitchell said none of the above. She doesn't have a problem saying none of the above. Okay. My man Kenny Quiller tapped in and he said C, because most people don't even really mean it these days. They don't really mean they love you. All right, let's tap in with the Madhouse voicemail. You know how it goes down. 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just want to say that I heard the PS5 song on the radio, and y'all are
horrible. Horrible in the fact that y'all made that a song, but it was awesome. Like, y'all sounded so good. And Larry, when you was talking and that little voice, it sounded real nice.
Oh, good morning, Meg. Yes, crazy old house. Honey, the hardest thing for me to do is ask for help, because I don't want none of y'all niggas talking about me when y'all done help me. It could be something just as small as moving a chair, but you're still talking. And Bertha, you is wrong for that, because I got some river monsters at my house. I got three tanks, and my fish have been living for over 15 years, honey. You need to do your research before you buy them babies some fish. But they can come to their good auntie tutors. I help them babies. I teach them babies and show them how they fish and live. And that's another, and also, Bertha, you're wrong again, because Mr. What the Hell, I keep that baboon on a leash because he always grabbing at my banana. Oh.
Tootles, you just nasty, man. Stop it.
Tootles, shut up.
And
shut
up, I hate him talking about telling him to call Auntie Tootles. Get on my nerves.
However, in the war between Tootles and Mr. What the Hell, I do believe Tootles won the point for today.
Yeah, I give him 2 points for today.
Yeah,
Tootles, I must say, Tootles wins quite often.
He definitely won today.
Yeah, I think Tootles is in the lead in the war between Tootles and Mr. What the Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably like 10 to 4. All right, you got something you need to get out. You got something on your mind. You need to tap in on the Madhouse Question of the Day. We drop it every morning at 6:05. Hashtag MHQOTD. We play your responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Monday, September 28th. Yara Shahidi has been tapped to play Tinkerbell in the Disney live-action film Peter Pan and Wendy. The cast also features Jude Law as Captain Hook, Alexander Maloney as Peter Pan, and Ever Anderson as Wendy. She is the first Black woman to be cast as Tinkerbell.
Okay, y'all.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Her, casted quite a few Black people in these Disney live remakes. Because, which column is going to be Ariel, right? Chloe, Halle Chloe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of them? Yeah. This is, I want to see this. This is going to be dope.
Wendy Williams was recently a guest on Watch What Happens Live, and NeNe was not here for her or Andy Cohen's comments about her recent termination from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Not only did she call Andy a racist, but she calls Wendy a cocaine head and said both of them need her because their ratings are low. She even asked for recommendations for a discrimination lawyer. She went in on Twitter. If y'all want to read all these tweets, they're up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
What did they say about her? Why is she going in like that?
Call a bourbon nuts.
I think that they were talking about, and I only saw a clip, about her being fired from, I think the question was like, how do you feel about NeNe no longer being on the show, being fired from the show? I think
did
that,
they go
I think
in,
that
was it bad? I didn't see what they said about her to make her go in like that.
I'm not sure. I didn't see, but, I mean, in Wendy Williams fashion, it might have a little sting to it. Because that's what Wendy Williams does.
Mm.
But, yeah. NeNe wasn't pleased about it. So, she took to Twitter and just was going in on it. Kay Michelle got a huge opportunity in the country music world. The singer hopped on social media to reveal that the queen of country music wrote a song for her. She says, "Dreams do come true. I'm losing my mind right now. I just got the record Dolly Parton wrote for me. My Lord, I'm floored and honored." Kay has wanted to record a country album for a while now, but her label wouldn't let her. Dolly Parton has had 25 number one songs dating back to 1974.
No wonder she was able to buy Dolly World. Okay, Dolly. Shout out to Dolly, man. Now, I think it's going to be big for Kay Michelle, though. I like Kay Michelle as a singer, so I want to see if she's going to pull off this song that Dolly Parton worked.
Slim Jimmy has some trouble on his hands. Trimmer. Allegedly, the rapper knocked his ex-girlfriend's front teeth out when he punched her during an argument. The woman who is 6 months pregnant with his child, is no longer together with Slim Jimmy after the incident. Word is he paid for her to get veneers to replace the teeth. Now, just hours after news broke, Slim Jimmy's mother basically confirmed it by saying, "I don't know who needs to read this. Men have a right to defend themselves against abusive, toxic women. Some of you have life twisted with no ambition, trying to take what someone has worked hard for by trying to get pregnant. Lying and stealing is not a career path. Hashtag free game."
Yeah, and this, you know, any toxic relationship is sad. You know what I mean? Whether it's male, if it's the male causing it to be toxic, or the female, you know, it's just separate yourself, because this, we don't need to hear no stories like this about nobody in the culture.
Right or wrong, who thought it was.
You can't do that. Just can't do that.
You don't do that, man. And see, that's how they keep them. You want to knock a tooth out and then buy a veneer. Like, I can get you this, boost. I'm sorry. No, get out of there, man.
Uncle Luke and his wife, Kristen Thompson, are calling it quits. She filed for divorce. Uncle Luke did release a statement saying, "It's mind-boggling, hurtful, and a total surprise. I never intended to get married to get divorced. That's not in my DNA nor my family's history. I believe in the sacred vow for better or worse, but I have to respect her decision." He also made it clear that no infidelity or abuse took place in the relationship. He is asking for privacy during this time.
Yeah. Not going to comment on that one. I know Uncle Luke, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
Happy birthday to JD, the Diva with the Dirt, and well,
Daddy.
Young G.
Happy birthday!
Just be running for that. You should have.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.